Blackstone Audio presents How to Build an Android, The True Story of Philip K. Dick's Robotic Resurrection by David F. Dufty. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For Ross, who was my brother, my inspiration, my friend. Introduction. In 2005, I was a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Memphis. That is when and where many of the events in this book occurred. I had been there since 2003, when I'd moved from Australia to join the research lab headed by Professor Art Gracer. At that time, some people I worked with started talking about a new project in which they were involved. They called it the Philip K. Dick Android Project, an attempt to create a life-sized, intelligent robot that was an exact replica of the famous sci-fi author. They had joined forces with a guy from Dallas who, it was rumored, made the best robot heads in the world. The team offered me the chance to get involved in the project, but I declined as I had other commitments. I was teaching an undergraduate psychology course, and my wife had recently given birth to our son. But I spoke to the team regularly about their progress and had the chance to interact with the android myself in July of that year. The Philip K. Dick android captured the imagination of technology geeks, created a flurry of media attention, and caused a buzz in science fiction fan communities. Then, on a flight from Dallas to San Francisco, it abruptly disappeared, never to be seen again. When I heard that it had vanished, I was overcome by a deep sadness and sense of loss. Something beautiful had died.